I am single. I don't drink. It's kind of hard to get a woman buzz when you don't drink. You'll be like, I'll have a glass of water, and you want a shot of Jaeger? You want eight of them? When you don't drink, people always need to know why, too. They're like, you don't drink? Why? This never happens with anything else. You don't use mayonnaise? Why? Are you addicted to mayonnaise? Is it okay if I use mayonnaise?
There's only one voice on this song. The voice belongs to Alan Clark from the Hollies. It's the only Hollies single without any backing vocals because Alan Clark, the only singer on this record, didn't want it to be a Hollies song. He wanted it to be his own song. When the band learned he intended to do a solo recording, he issued an ultimatum. He could either remain with the Hollies or pursue a solo career, but not both. Clark said, "I think with me, the band feared that if I got a hit, I'd leave. Can you stop destiny?" They agreed. Long Cool Woman would have been released a year earlier, but it wasn't. So this is why the Hollies aren't on this song. Alan Clark wrote it for only himself. So it's the only, when you think about all the Hollies hits, it's the only one that doesn't have any backing vocals on it. Long Cool Woman in the Black Dress. I'm Don Rosen. It's 6:09 at WRJN Radio. It's dry out there this morning in Racine. That's right. The sidewalks aren't wet. There's no water out there. Everything's dry. Windy, but dry. Rain and snow showers expected today with a high near 41, so the dryness won't last that long. Rain possible tonight. Lows around 34. Partly sunny with a slight chance of rain and snow tomorrow. Highs near 42. A beautiful Saturday on tap. Sunny. Highs near 44 and rain likely on Sunday with a high near 44 as well. Right now, it's cloudy, 37 degrees at WRJN Studios. I can't tell you where it is anywhere else, but I know it's 37 degrees right here. All right. Now, let's get this out of the way. If you have to text me, and I did get a text from Dan yesterday. Dan, I didn't ignore your text. If you want to text me and you have anything to say, a question for our guests or so forth, you can do so on the Civic Media app. Just go to WRJN on the Civic Media app, or you can make a phone call, 262-300-7445. That's 262-300-7445. And if you do that, you can text. That's a text, obviously. You want to text at that number. You don't talk at it. You text. 262-300-7445. I'll go to the Civic Media app. And text me something if you have a question or a comment to make when our guests are on. And our guest today will be Jim Sorensen, former morning air personality here at WRJN long before I got here. Tom Carco, a former news director who worked with Jim here at the radio station, will join us. And this will be WRJN Historical Marker number 7. 7 as we preserve the history of WRJN Radio. So Jim Sorensen will be here. He's in Florida, so he'll be on the phone. Tom Karka will be in our studio later on this morning. Hey, it's 611 WRJN. I appreciate you spending your Thursday morning with us. I see no Powerball winner last night. I checked my numbers. Another loser. I can't imagine how many people lost. Must have been millions of people. You know, when you think about it, I think the last time they had a winner in Powerball was around New Year's Eve. That's, you know, over 3 months ago. How many tickets have they sold? Millions and millions and millions of people can't pick six numbers. I was explaining to my daughter, it's not as easy as that. Because, what do they have, 69, 70 numbers? What are they, 69 in the Powerball? Something like that. So, the first five, you pick 1 through 69. And what happens is, you can only pick one number because, you know, it only shows up once. You can't have two of the same number, except with the Powerball. And that's where the difference begins. Because even though you can pick 1 through 69 or whatever it is for the first five numbers, and they don't repeat themselves, they do with the Powerball. So you got to start all over again and pick another 1 through 69 or whatever the Powerball numbers are. So that's why you don't get a winner. It's not a matter of picking six numbers. It's a matter of picking five and then start all over and pick one number. And that's how they rig these games so not too many people win. But, yeah, no winner. They have a lot of smaller winners, but nobody won. So it's like $1.2 billion, trillion dollars or something like that. I think it's $1.26 billion for the next one. I got to look that up. All right. Last night's Powerball was over $1 billion. Hypothetically, would you lend a friend $10, then spend it? They'll spend it on the Powerball tickets, hit the jackpot. How much do you think they owe you if they hit the $1 billion coming up? How much will they owe you? Well, these were the four choices. Just the original $10 you loaned them, half the winnings, all the winnings, or nothing. The top vote getter was the original $10. He got 72% of the vote. If they want to give you more, great, but they're under no obligation to do so. Maybe they should, though. With me, I'll tell you what I would do. I'd be generous. You give me $10, I'll give you double your money back. You'll get $20. How's that? I would probably give you more than that. You know what the problem is? When you win $1.2 billion or whatever it was last night or what it will be, what happens is all these people come out of the woodwork. I'm not talking about friends and relatives. You expect those people to come out of the woodwork. But all these charity organizations, they want your money, and they will contact you because you can't remain anonymous. My daughter said, well, I'll remain anonymous. You can't. It's actually written on the back of the ticket. You can't remain anonymous. You have to come forward. And you have to publicly give your name so everyone's going to know who you are. And they'll be showing up at your doorstep. They'll be calling you. They'll be sending you mail. Everybody wants your money. I can't tell you how many charities send me envelopes asking for money all the time. I must get about 50 a month, maybe more, because I give to a lot of animal charities and disabled vet charities. So they're constantly sending me stuff, and I keep giving it, so they keep sending it. And I'm talking not that much money. So could you imagine if you had $1 billion? Actually, you come up with $500 million. All these people are going to want your money. And, of course, all your relatives are going to come out of the woodwork, too, like little bugs, and they want your money. So your life will never be the same. Oprah Winfrey, I think I mentioned this. She did, this is when the jackpots used to be like $2 million, $1 million, and everybody was happy winning $1 million. When the lotteries first started, I think Oprah had like six winners on her stage. Each one regretted they won the money because they all overspent. I mean, you win $2 million, $3 million, and they were buying more than they had, and then they lost it all. One guy bought a bowling alley. It went bankrupt. He lost everything because he kept putting money into it. Another person lent all their money to friends and relatives. And there was a story about a guy named William Shakespeare. That was his name. He was kind of homeless, but he bought a lottery ticket and he won $30 million. And this woman let him into his house as a homeless person and then killed him for his money. She buried him under the concrete in the garage to get his money. There's some happy endings with his money, but I don't know. But what I've seen is, you know, my parents retired with $1 million when they retired from Florida. $1 million, which isn't a lot of money, but they retired with $1 million. before you know it, they didn't have a million anymore. They gave it away because people kept coming up to them. I'm in trouble. Can I borrow money? People in their community in Florida where they lived. Oh, I need money. I have this going on. Can you lend me some? I'll pay you back. Family members, I'll pay you back. Nobody paid him back a dollar. Nothing. They never got it back. And my mother said, what do you want me to do about it? I said, I can't believe you gave it all away. She said they needed it. All right. Well, now that you need it, where are you going to get it from? So then it was fun winning all that money. All right. Speaking about money, fun fact, Johnny Carson liked being alone so much that his $81 million home in Malibu, California only had one bedroom. You know why? Because he didn't like hosting guests. That meant he couldn't do it. If you're with your husband right now, pay close attention to the look on his face when I tell you this next story. In response to a lawsuit in 2020, Google agreed to delete all the data it's been collecting from people's incognito searches. Yeah, they've been tracking those. Bet you didn't know that. Most people assume that when they search for something in incognito mode, usually dirty stuff, that it was confidential. Well, all it really does is not add to your computer search history, but Google knows what you did. I didn't know there was something called incognito. I don't need to hide anything because I don't search for anything dirty on there or anything. But, yeah, I didn't know there's an incognito mode on Google. Who knew that? Talk about bad luck. Two people in Indiana out for a walk, minding their own business. A beautiful walk. They get hit by an airplane. One of them was seriously injured. And so was the pilot of the crashed plane. Meanwhile, the guy in Naples, Florida, trying to get NASA to cover the damages after a 2-pound object crashed through the roof of his house. Experts say it was probably two old batteries from the space station. This just happened last month. You figure the folks at NASA would say, oh, we're sorry, we'll pay for the damages. Hey, if you want local news, you can listen right here on the radio, or you can go to WRJN.com. Local news. You can listen to it. You can read it. WRJN.com from Civic Media. Local news. Check it out. WRJN.com. Or you can listen right here. We have local news as well. And don't forget, you can text me any questions you have for any guest or anything you want to know. 262-300-7445. 262-300-7445. That only works while the show is on from 6 to 8, by the way. And I'll see your text messages. Or you can go to the Civic Media app and go to WRJN and text it that way, too. 619 WRJN, hometown radio refreshed, a Civic Media station. Group to sell out. They sold all their music, their name, they sold everything to a Swedish company for $300 million. A lot of those old rock and rollers are doing that now. They're cashing out. Bruce Springsteen sold his catalog. Michael Jackson's catalog was sold. I think the Beatles sold their catalog. And I'm trying to think who else has recently sold it to. Billy Joel sold his catalog. They're all selling their catalogs. Might as well now, while they can still enjoy the big money, you know, not doing them any good when once you go, bye-bye. So they're selling everything. 621 WRJN, rain and snow showers today with a high near 41. Rain possible tonight, lows 34. Partly sunny and a slight chance of rain and snow tomorrow with a high near 42. Sunny Saturday, 44. Rain likely Sunday, highs near 44. Cloudy, 37 degrees right now at WRJN. Hometown radio, refreshed. And you know, now you can shop local without leaving your chair. The WRJN big deals are here for you. You can save from 30 to 50% on great local food, entertainment, and merchandise. Just log on to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. Save at Tony Chen's Chinese Restaurant, The Lanes on 20, Marcy's on Main, Racine Youth Sports, The Peach Cobbler Factory, Fred's Burgers, The Personal Touch by Julie Florists, Lee's Deli, Blue River CrossFit Programs, Great Food at Dogs and Cream, Happy Eight Collectibles, and Von Hassel Jewelers. Look for the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com and save today. Yeah, if you go to WRJN.com, do the pull-down menu at the upper right, you will see the first one is Big Deals. Click on that and save 30 to 50%. Yeah, well, that's not bad. 50%. Let me do some math here. 50% to carry the two, multiply to, that's half off. I went to college. I can figure that out. George Lucas, the richest celebrity in the world. $5.5 billion. Now, he cashed out, too. He sold all his Star Wars stuff to Disney. Now, he cashed out. He's followed by Steven Spielberg, $4.8 billion. Michael Jordan, $3.2 billion. Oprah Winfrey came in fourth, $2.8 billion. Jay-Z, $2.5 billion. Kim Kardashian, $1.7 billion. Who would have thunk that, huh? Good for her. Director Peter Jackson, $1.5 billion. A tie for eighth place, Tyler Perry and Rihanna at $1.4 billion. Tiger Woods, $1.3 billion. A tie for 11th place, LeBron James, Magic Johnson, and Law & Order creator Dick Wolf, $1.2 billion. And Taylor Swift, $1.1 billion. I think Jerry Seinfeld recently is now worth $1 billion, too. Wow. Good for those people. Look at that money. What do you do with all that money? I have trouble spending the money I have now. Well, not trouble, but... I don't have a lot of money, but still, if I had $1 billion, I wouldn't know what to do with it. People always say, well, I'm going to give a lot of it away to charity. Yeah, you'll be surprised. Fun fact, the fountains at the Mall of America in Minneapolis collect how much money in coins each year, do you think? $25,000. I'd like to get that concession. Yeah, I'll run the fountains at the Mall of America. $25,000. I'll get a fountain somewhere and make a wish on there and throw your coins in and collect the money. Not a bad business to be in. All you do is have to collect the money and bring it down to Coinstar and cash it in, I guess. Huh? Stupid news. A 26-year-old man is facing charges after he randomly fired multiple shots in the street of downtown Nashville. He later said he just divorced his wife and was celebrating his freedom. Well, now he's going to jail and losing his freedom. So that was short-lived, huh? Fake eclipse glasses are back. Now, the eclipse is Monday. People are selling them online. It was also a problem before the last one in 2017. If they're not legit, you can burn your eyes. It can cause permanent damage to your retinas. Scientific American posted a three-step test to make sure your eclipse glasses aren't fake ones. Indoors, you should only be able to see very bright lights. Outdoors, it should be too dark to see trees or even the ground. Now, if they pass both those tests, take a quick glance at the sun. Quick. Should be a sharp-edged disc, and looking at it shouldn't feel hard in any way. You know, when I was in school, we had a solar eclipse. We made a pinhole camera. Our teacher, it's really easy to do. You take a piece of paper, and you take a pin, you poke a hole in it. And when the eclipse comes, you hold it, that piece of paper with the hole, hold another white piece of paper underneath it, and you can actually see the eclipse, the sun, the moon moving in front of the sun. You can actually see it on the piece of paper. That way you don't have to look up at all. Take a chance. It's called a pinhole camera. Yeah, it was in third or fourth grade. It's funny the things you never forget, huh? All right, check out these wild connections between celebrities. Keanu Reeves met Dolly Parton when he was just a little kid because his mother made costumes for Dolly Parton, including her Playboy bunny outfit. Mom also knew Alice Cooper, who was a babysitter for Keanu Reeves. That'd be a nice picture to have, Alice Cooper babysitting you. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. paid the hospital bills when Julia Roberts was born because Julia's parents let his kids attend the theater school at the time when few programs would admit African-American children. Two cops in Titusville, Florida, and showed up with a woman's groceries after arresting her delivery driver. They wanted to get them to her right away because they didn't want anything to spoil. The driver was wanted on felony charges in Florida and Texas. I guess they really do serve and protect, or protect and serve in this case. Huh? A guy in Australia found a message in a bottle with ashes in it inside, too. The note said, "In this bottle is a small part of our parents. If you find it washed up somewhere, please feel free to set it once again on its journey." He tracked the family down, found out the bottle, and only made it 7 miles from where they tossed it in the ocean. So he stepped up to give it a real chance. He actually sailed out to sea and set it into a current to carry it way out in the Pacific Ocean so it can continue on its journey. I read that first, and I was crying when I read it. I still get teary-eyed. Their parents are on their journey. Oh, I felt so bad when I read that. I still do. Hey, looking for a new job? Looking for something totally different? Hey, you might want to try this. The Planters Nutmobile is looking for drivers. This is similar to the Wienermobile, but it's a Nutmobile. You can apply at beapeanutter.com, and you can apply through April 14th to be the driver of the Planters Nutmobile. All right. Looking to retire? You have enough money in the bank? Let's find out. The new magic number for retirement is, drumroll please, 1.46 million. If you don't have that, you shouldn't retire. Really? 1.46 million, you're going to have to retire. Guess I'm working for a little while longer. Yeah. The top skills parents want their children to learn before kindergarten include naming colors, sharing, verbal skills, and knowing the alphabet. When I went to kindergarten, we had a guy named Robert Andrews in our class, and he knew the alphabet. So he skipped first grade, went right to second grade. The problem was we never heard from him again because he was a grade in front of us. But, you know, he was in my kindergarten class, and he skipped. And he sounded like the kid who would skip. You know, he spoke like that. I remember once we were playing with toys in kindergarten. He said, "You will have to move. This is my building place." He just seemed that stuck-up kid, you know. But good for him. Yeah. 629 WRJN. Hometown Radio for Fresno, the Civic Media Station. I'm Don Rosen. You stay right where you are. We're watching you. Don't move.
Let me tell you guys the most awkward place to run into a homeless person. It's on your way to the Coinstar. No, sir, I don't have any spare change. I was just going to try and flip this into regular money, but thank you. I'm not going to lie, guys, I love taking pictures of people with my cell phone. There's no camera on it, but most people don't know that. It's usually about 45 awkward seconds of friends posing for pictures while I check text messages. Do you guys think birds ever say, "Hey, I know this sounds crazy, but hear me out. Tomorrow, I'm gonna try and kill two people with one stone."
And the Kinks. Yeah, 636 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here. Hometown Radio, refreshed, a civic media station. Our text number, 262-300-7445. Or you can just go to the Civic Media app, download it, and just go to WRJN and text me from there. If you've got something you want to say, 262-300-7445. 262-300-7445. I see them all. Once you post them, I do read them everything. I read every one of them. Hey, just a quick reminder, at Hospice Alliance, they collaborate with their patients and their loved ones on goals seeking to add more life to days. The Hospice Alliance team helps people with life-limiting illness each live each day with dignity, comfort, and hope. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org. Just a reminder, our WRJN Historical Marker Series continues. Number 7, Jim Sorensen, former morning person here at WRJN Radio. Tom Carco is going to be in the studio to help me out with that. I didn't work with Jim, and I want Tom to be here because he did work with Jim. Most of the other people on our Historical Marker Series I've worked with, so, or knew a lot about, so it was, you know, it's easier to do. I had Linda Bawn on yesterday. It was the day before yesterday. And we talked about Terry Bawn, who passed away. But it was nice to have Linda in here, and I thank her for helping me out with that, because I can cover Terry's, you know, professional career, but she was able to help out on the, you know, the more private life of Terry Bawn. So that was kind of good. So today, Jim Sorensen, a little after 7 o'clock at WRJN. Music news, Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, quietly renamed her tour from This Is Me Now to This Is Me Live, The Greatest Hits, probably due to the fact that there were weak ticket sales since she recently had to cancel 7 tour stops. Remember Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo? Was Jenny on the Block? Jenny from the Block? Remember that? She was like the hottest thing in America. Now she's canceling tours. Showbiz news. You can check out the trailer for what could be Johnny Depp's big comeback. I didn't know he needed a comeback. Apparently he did. It's called Jean du Barry. It's a French movie, and it's in French. Grey's Anatomy is renewed. By the way, I don't think that's going to be his comeback movie if it's in French. Grey's Anatomy renewed for season 21. It remains the longest-running primetime medical drama in TV history. I've yet to see one show from Grey's Anatomy. 21 years? You figure I'd see something on there, but no. I guess it beat out Ben Casey and Dr. Kildare, Medical Center. Remember all those shows of the 60s and 70s? All these big medical shows? All right, let's do this now. A judge in Canada ruled emojis can be legally binding. A farmer sent a thumbs-up emoji after a buyer texted him a contract. The farmer claims he was just letting the buyer know he had gotten the text. The judge said, that's a valid signature. And then he breached the contract by not fulfilling the order. Watch what you do with those emojis, I guess, huh? Have you ever gotten into a fight with a stranger online? A lot of people have. Someone polled 3,000 people to find the most common social media sins we commit online. Here are some of them. Arguing with random people. 38% have done that. Posting something when you were angry and then regretting it. Leaving mean or abusive comments on someone's post. Posting a photo or video of someone without their permission. Posting revealing images or videos of yourself. And catfishing people or pretending to be someone else. Remember, you're not as anonymous as you think when you're online. They can find you. I don't post anything online. I do on there's a radio website I belong to and some movie sites. And occasionally I'll do that. Some New York City sites I'll post there. But pretty innocuous stuff. You go to bed at the same time as your partner. You might want to start. According to a new study, couples who get into bed around the same time are generally happier than couples who don't. So my wife and I went to bed the same time last night, and she read me out of Carol Gianforte's book. Carol Gianforte is a guest here. Her and Jim Mercier do a lot of reminiscing shows at the all over town, but at the Golden Rondelle and so forth. She wrote a book about her home growing up in her house on Carlisle Avenue, and we're reading parts of it, and it was another great chapter last night in the book. My wife reads to me. I know that sounds odd, but she's such a great reader. And I love to hear her voice. She got a great voice for reading. She doesn't stumble. She just reads very well. And then when there's a picture, she does like the kindergarten teacher used to do. Hold up the book and show me the picture. Show me the picture. I really enjoy listening to her read. And Carol Gianforte's book is very good. Yeah, it's growing up in her house on Carlisle Avenue right here in Racine. And you know what? You get to know all the people in her family. You get to know the people in her neighborhood on Carlisle Avenue. And we just got to the part where she purchased her first, her dad finally caved in and bought a television. When TV, everybody was starting to get TVs in the 50s, he finally caved in and got one. I guess he thought this passing fad, no one's going to want this. So he went out and bought it. And he had a tower put up on the side of his house for the antenna, and they had their first television. That's where we got to last night. It's really interesting reading this stuff. You know, she talks about her neighbor when she was babysitting this little girl. Well, that little girl is now all grown up and has her own family. But she showed a picture of the little girl sitting on the steps of her house next door. And I thinking, that little girl, little did she know, somebody write a book about her and talk about her fact that she's now a mother with a family growing up. It's just, I love to read those. Well, I love to have my wife read me those books. So we go to bed the same time so she can read. Next up will be Bob Barry's book. Bob Barry, disc jockey in Milwaukee, wrote a book about his rock and roll years at WOKY. So we're going to, that's our next book up. Can't wait to read that one. Can't wait to have my wife read it to me. I can read, by the way. It just, I love when she reads. People say, gee, Don, you went to college. Didn't you learn to read? I can read. I like her reading to me. Odd But True with the film Meet the Fockers. Remember that movie, Meet the Fockers? Yeah. The Motion Picture Association of America would not allow the use of the name Focker unless the filmmakers can find an actual person with that last name. Apparently they did. It's not that hard to lose millions of dollars. Happens all the time, especially to rock stars. Here are three examples. Ready? Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac. He claimed bankruptcy seven times. Billy Joel hired his own brother-in-law to handle his affairs and got screwed. The guy stole millions from him. This is his own brother-in-law. They were also taking out loans in his name and making risky investments in his name as well. And John Oates from Hall & Oates found out he was broke in 1987 and freely admits he just lived above his means. At the time, he claimed that the $50 in his wallet was the last liquid asset he had. See? Being famous isn't all it seems. We talked about people who lose their Powerball money. Same thing with big rock stars. They live beyond their means. We'll have to think back for this one. The Atlantic did a big write-up on how it's already hard to remember what people did to fill their time before smartphones existed. Oh, that's not hard for me to find it. I watched television and listened to the radio. That's what I did. You know, what else are you going to do? Now, when I was a kid, we just played outside. Now, what are you going to do? You don't have a smartphone. My daughter grew up when she was, just as she turned to an adult, that's when smartphones really took off. So she didn't have one growing up. I don't think, you don't miss what you don't have. So I hope you're done with your breakfast because I got a story for you. You're not going to want to eat after hearing this. Guy in Ohio recently diagnosed with a rare case of hairy tongue syndrome. The top of his tongue was green and shaggy. It's okay now. Experts don't know exactly what caused it. Be happy with the problems you have, I guess, is the moral of that story. Now, if you bought A&W root beer in the past 7 years, you could have a cool $5 coming your way. They lost a class action suit not too long ago for suggesting they used real vanilla when they actually use a synthetic substitute for vanilla. Not exactly a way to get rich, but $5 is $5, I guess, huh? All right. Here's great advice if you have a son or daughter who's moving out on their own. A teenager who just moved into their first place asked real adults for grocery shopping tips. A few things people came up with include don't shop hungry. Oh, I make that mistake all the time. Make sure you have a rewards card. We do. We shop, we get a rewards card. You get, like, you know, save money on gasoline. We've saved about $1 a gallon sometimes on gasoline. And, of course, check the price per ounce on the label on the shelf. That I don't do. If I want it, I buy it. But do have a rewards card. And, unfortunately, I do shop hungry. Odd but true, the 10th largest pyramid in the world is haunted. The 10th largest pyramid in the world belongs to Bass Pro Shops in Memphis. As the legend goes, it was cursed by the founder of Hard Rock Cafe, who hid a secret skull and several other crystal and mystical objects in the apex of the building. Spooky, but true. Yeah, we talk a lot about how much we love our pets, but I guess someone wanted to take them down a peg. A survey of 1,000 pet owners looked at the most annoying things our pets do. Are you ready? All right. Waiting by the door, but then when you open it, they won't go out. Yeah. Now, here's the one that my dog didn't want to go. Oh, well, this one coming out. Just, well, your dog refusing to go out and do their business in bad weather. My dog would get to the door, scratch on the door, want to go out, see the rain, and back up like a truck. Beep, 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 beep. Back up and wouldn't go out. Eventually, I said, you got to go out. And he, I'll hold it in. I'm not going out in the rain. Occasionally, I had to pick him up and push him outside in the rain to do his business. Then he came running back in. But, you know, you can't stay in the house forever. You're gonna, if it rains all day, you got to go outside eventually. How about waking up in the middle of the night or before your alarm? I used to get that scratching on the side of my bed. My wife never got the scratching on the side of her bed to go out. It was always me, and I'd see his eyes. Once I made eye contact with him, he knew I saw him. And then, you know, I had to go out in the middle of the night. We used to have three dogs. When one went out, we used to push them all out. Because get out. Everyone's going out at the same time. And, of course, begging for your food at the dinner table. Yeah, that's every dog does that. I don't think cats do it. Dogs do it. They're always begging for your food. UFO fans. A team from Harvard University claimed they found debris on the bottom of the Pacific Ocean that could come from an interstellar meteor or possibly an alien spaceship. Wow. Well, whatever it is. It splashed down back in 2014. They found a bunch of small iron balls and haven't ruled out the possibility they're from an interstellar spacecraft. They say they analyzed them, and they weren't like anything made by humans. Spooky. Maybe it is something from outer space. You never know. All right, quickly, I have some tickets here if you want to go to the Wisconsin State Fair and see. Let's see who we got now. We have a country music artist. You ready for this? Yeah, Riley Green coming to the Wisconsin State Fair Wednesday, August 7th. You want to go? Give me a call, 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. And I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see Riley Green at the Wisconsin State Fair coming up August 7th, all right? 649 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
Paperback writer.
Flip side of a song, by the way. I'm trying to remember the name of the Beatles song. I think, was it We Can Work It Out? It was the flip side. You know, the Beatles, they didn't really have a B-side. Every side they had was a hit song. I never found out what the B-side was to I Feel Fine and She's a Woman. They were both hit songs. So there was an A-side and a B-side. I don't know what it was. We Can Work It. What was the Paperback Writer was the flip side? I can't think of the... I remember I Want to Hold Your Hand and She Was Just 17. You know what I mean? They were on the same 45 RPM record. Yeah, for you young people out there, when I say flip side, I mean 45 RPM record. That's what I'm talking about. All right, that's what it means. People, flip side. Hey, let's take a look at news headlines this morning. Stuart J. Waddles in our news center keeping an eye on news for us. After a delay and an issue with the count, Racine County voting results are in. The county clerk says they're still investigating the problem. In the Branch 3 Circuit Court judge race, Jessica Lynott beat Tony Young, who had been previously appointed to the position by Governor Tony Evers. In the City Council for District 2, incumbent Molly Jones defeated Tyler Townsend. In District 4, David Mack was victorious over Jacqueline Schrader. Sandy Widener is going back to City Hall, winning an uncontested race for District 6. Flooding causing issues in Racine and Kenosha counties in the Fox River. At Burlington, floodwaters have reached Riverside Park, covered portions of the Brever Road south of Burlington, and flooded the parking lot at Veterans Terrace. The river is expected to crest at nearly 12 feet tonight before falling below flood stage on Monday afternoon. At the Root River Canal in Raymond, the river is currently at 9.2 feet, causing flooding to lowland and agricultural areas. However, it's forecast to fall below flood stage this morning. There's also high water in Kenosha County at the Fox River near New Munster. A defamation lawsuit has been thrown out in a case brought by a Racine County critic of Foxconn against the Mount Pleasant Village president. Village president David DeGroot's lawyers argued that him calling Kelly Gallagher a failed business owner was apt because she indeed was involved in a business that failed. A judge dismissed the lawsuit yesterday. The comments came during a race for village board last year. Gallagher was running a campaign against DeGroot, saying that she was unhappy with the Foxconn deal. The judge determined that the company in which she had stock had failed. Stuart J. Waddles watching those stories and more. He'll keep you updated throughout the day. And, of course, if you want local news right now, at the present moment, you can always go to WRJN.com. We have the audio, and we also have the visual. WRJN.com, local news. Also, you can go to the Civic Media app, download that, look for WRJN, and click on there. And you can also text me in the morning now. All right, we've got a phone number for you, 262-300-7445, 262-300-7445. And you can text me anytime between 6 and 8 a.m., and I'll get your text message. If you have a question for our guest, or you don't like my face or anything like that, you can always let me know about that. I'm always interested to hear people that don't want to like my face. It's 6:56 at WRJN. Rain and snow showers today. Hard to believe it's nice out there now. I mean, it's dry. Highs near 41. Rain possible tonight. Lows around 34. Partly sunny. A slight chance of rain and snow for tomorrow. Highs near 42. A beautiful Saturday. Sunny. Highs near 44. Rain likely on Sunday with a high near 44. Right now it's cloudy and 37 degrees. 6:56 at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refreshed. A Civic Media station. All right, who gets to command the remote is a classic relationship struggle. Many people have got divorced over this. But Roku polled couples to find out the top TV-related arguments we have. And fighting over what to show not to watch was not number one on the list, by the way. You would think it would be. The volume. All right, I got to say that's right. When my wife's in the bedroom trying to read or do something, and she always says to me, lower the volume. When one person thinks it's too loud or too quiet, that's the number one thing. Volume. Deciding what to watch came at number two. You want to watch something, but your partner doesn't. Asking too many questions about the plot. Number three, I do that all the time. They keep talking while you're trying to pay attention. We both do that. Spending too much time choosing what to watch. Yeah, too many choices. You flip through a lot of stuff. How about falling asleep while you're watching something together? It's annoying because of this next one. Having to rewatch something your partner missed, either because they fell asleep or left the room. We have to do that. One person pops into the kitchen, and the other person, you know, said, well, I missed that. What was that? What was that? Did you see that? Run that back. Happens all the time. They're not paying attention because they're on the phone or computer. Yeah, it happens. Hogging the remote and losing or misplacing the remote. I think rewatching stuff. Well, the volume thing. She always says to me, "Going low, I'm trying to sleep," or lower. And it's not that loud. It's just that, you know, people mumble, especially if you're watching those reality shows. People tend to mumble. When we watch the Alfred Hitchcock Presents, we DVR it. And with that, you really can't miss too much. If you do, you don't know what's going on. So one person goes to the kitchen to get another helping of food or bring their dirty dishes in there. And all of a sudden, could you run that back? I got to watch it again, or she has got to watch it again. 6:58 WRJN coming up. We have our WRJN historical marker number 7. Jim Sorensen is going to be on the phone with us. Tom Carco in studio. We're going to ask some questions, get the lowdown on Jim. We're going to find out where the bodies are buried when he was here. So that's coming up. 6:58 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.